Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week in your Heartbeat, you spoke about the grandeur of God, just how amazing and magnificent He is. And you started off by sharing how you've been to the Grand Canyon and it gave you a reflection of God's grandeur.
Well, just a smidgen, but yes.
Yeah, it made me think, I haven't been to the Grand Canyon, but it made me think how often people talk about when they go to the ocean and they just look out into the water, how they can sense that there is a God, that there's something beyond.
Yes, when you're walking in creation, something happens sometimes to you that you acknowledge there is a God.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know my husband himself, he said that's one of the things that made him believe there was a God, just creation and how many different animals there are and different unique species of plant and like how big things are, but also how intricate and detailed things are. And that we get, I think, when we look at creation, we get this sense of awe.
Yes.
And that awe can lead us to God. I remember when my daughter Hannah was doing her confirmation and you have like the different gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one of the things I know for Hannah is she gets that sense of awe and wonder of like of this wowness,
yes,
as I would describe it. And then so you shared a bit about Isaiah and how like it talks about how God holds like the waters in his hand and just who's above God. Like it describes who's bigger than him.
No one.
No one.
Nothing.
That's right. He has all the power, all the truth. And then you shared the story about Job, how he says, you know, to stay faithful and true. Job is someone who stayed faithful and true. And God was saying to him, like, this is who I am.
Well, if the words of Job don't even describe God enough, or not the words of Job, the words that were written to Job or, you know, describe God, you know, God was trying to, because God was trying to put into our English language or our Hebrew language or whatever language, you know, he was talking to you with, into our little minds, the concepts. And so that's why when you go to see something like the Grand Canyon, if I'm trying to describe the Grand Canyon to you, I can only describe it so much. But if you go there, it like gives you a whole different like look of it, thinking of it. Wow. Because God isn't just words. God is this spirit that imbues you, fills you. Your emotions are joined in with it, your spirit, your soul, your body, your everything. So trying to explain this beautiful grandeur of who God is in the words that we use in our with our brains, but also the words in our language, we just can't.
Yeah, which I suppose is why people go like to the ocean and out in nature and get that sense because it's beyond.
Yeah, can you imagine if you're an astronaut? The wowness of God when you look down and then you see from not just Earth going up to the stars but down the other way and then just going, wow, look at this Earth that I can see. That who created this? That's, you know, as they say, all the planets revolving around. If they'd be off a second or something off their axis, they'd be –
everything's out of alignment.
Be destroyed but it's God who holds everything in his hands, everything. Jesus tries to explain it like we are so precious to him because we're not just – Jesus is talking about the preciousness of us to him. So he's talking about the grandeur of God, but he's also then describing it, well, that it doesn't stop there. God's love for us is so great that this grandeur, this grandness – he's trying to come and be with us and tell us how wonderful we are.
Which I think is what the theologian that you were sharing was also trying to say. Yeah,
but like, so what Jesus said was, remember, God knows the number of hairs on your head.
Mm.
He's trying to say that God is, you know, can you imagine trying to sit there and count someone's hair?
Well, I lost a few this morning when I was brushing my hair, so
well, God
hopefully
knows.
Deducted it.
And every second, and every minute, every day, God knows how many hairs you have. But it's impossible. How do you count the number of hairs? One, you'd lose track, but two, sometimes they're still growing or they're not growing or they're little fine ones. Or no way, but God knows.
He knows detail,
More than detail, but he knows us.
Yeah, that made me think as you were sharing this heartbeat, like how does the grandeur of God, what does that mean for my everyday situation? And the scripture that I came to mind, so I looked it up, was in Ephesians 3 verse 20, and it says, "Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations." But the part particularly is like, talking about God, who his power is just so amazing and huge, grandeur, like you said, he's able to accomplish far more than we can ask or imagine. So that in our everyday situations, we can go, well, the grandeur of God can come and work in my life.
Nothing's
and he can do
impossible.
Way more than what I can expect. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So like put our expectation up more.
Yes, because we got the grandeur
and
of God.
It's not expectation of when I pray for something I want, I'm going to get it. But an expectation of God will work in my life. God will answer my needs and prayers. You know, he will change my heart attitude if I've got the wrong attitude. He will give me strength. They're like, our expectation is so low sometimes. Why? Because we're judging it on our own selves?
Yeah.
No, the grandeur of God is so great. Put your expectation
Let's raise it up
a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got for the weekly challenge for us to acknowledge who God is. But maybe let's change it. Let's change it to what you just said. Let's raise our expectations of what God can do because of the grandeur of God. In your heartbeat, you said how you said this is how grand he is, how grand God is. And I was thinking how I don't think we often describe things, oh, isn't that just grand? Like you hear it, but you don't hear it enough. And I just thought it was really good. Isn't our God grand?
Well, look at it. Grandmothers, grandfathers. Yeah. Why? Are they better than your mother or father? But they're grand because I guess they've been around longer. They've got more wisdom. They've got whatever. Why do we describe something as grand? Because it's maybe like above and a bit more than the ordinary. Our God is way grander than that.
Yeah. So the weekly challenge this week is to raise our expectations of what God can do in our lives because of his grandeur.
Yeah.
All right. We hope that you've enjoyed listening to our chat this week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.